Welcome to the Bitches and the Witches podcast. It's Vera here. I'm your host. And today we are talking all about the shame around being spiritual, being a little bit witchy and bitchy. I'm going to share my journey with it. I'm going to share some ways to deal with the shame and how to navigate in this world where you might feel judged for what you believe in, what your passions are. And yeah, let's just get into it. So first of all, I have noticed that so many people struggle with this. Like, I have had so many conversations with my friends, with my coaching clients. And especially I have noticed that a lot of people who are entrepreneurs or who want to start their businesses, there is some sort of element of spirituality because they are spiritual and they view the world from a spiritual perspective, that they want to bring that into their business, but they are scared and ashamed. And just scared for the judgment, scared for people not understanding their perspectives and their opinions about things, and scared of people attacking them for what they believe in. So I just want to point that out because I think it's important that we understand that we're not alone. If you feel like you're alone with the feeling of wanting to express that part of yourself, maybe publicly with your content or whatever you do, I just want you to know that you are not alone with that fear. And I think it's so important to create spaces where people can connect and talk about this and how they deal with it. And that was actually a conversation that last year I had in my group coaching program. And it was so mind-blowing to see that. And it was so lovely to see with my clients how they all just realize that, oh, I'm not alone with this. Like, I am struggling with this, but there are so many people. If I just open my mouth and tell people that this is a thing that is important to me, I can find other people who are on the same journey, struggling with the same things, but also who understand me and understand my views on things and on the world. And my personal journey with spirituality has been interesting because it's definitely been kind of like in and out type of, or hot and cold type of relationship. I have always been very fascinated by anything like out of the ordinary, anything weird, anything kind of, well, I'm a Pisces, so most of you probably can already, that says a lot of who I am. I'm a dreamer. I live in my own little dreamy bubble of the world. And I'm just fascinated by anything mystical, anything just different. And I would say during the last 7 years have had, or maybe eight, have had this journey of discovering spirituality, diving pretty deep into it, like discovering manifestation and then like hardcore manifesting things in my life, and then losing connection to the spiritual side of me. And that was mainly because of my environment. So there was a couple years when I had friendships with people who were very spiritual and very much in that world. And then those friendships ended, and I went into a very traditional job where definitely everyone that I work with was not spiritual, not viewing the world the way that I viewed it. And also I feel like, yeah, most of the people also outside of work were not that type of people. So I started to be ashamed of that part of myself. And I lost connection to that. And it definitely shows in the things that happened in my life during that time period, because things were not good. I was struggling in many ways. And yeah, I like kind of lost the connection to that magic, because I remember the time when I could literally just kind of like throw out like a wish, like this would be very nice to happen in my life, and literally like it would just happen. And then I just started to feel very stuck, very lost, very disconnected to myself and to really everything. And then last year was a time period where I reconnected with that part of me. And a big part of it was that I left Finland. I was in Spain and France, traveling by myself, and got to spend some time alone and really think about what's important to me. And also the distance to Finland did a lot, because I feel that in Finland being spiritual is just not a vibe. Like, it's not so easy, I would say. So being in Spain was so freeing. Being away from Finland was very freeing for me. And I discovered breathwork last year. Like, I did my certification in that, and that led me back into spirituality and really to connect to myself. And it was such a, like, holy shit, those 3 months of doing that certification were so life-changing. I discovered some tools that were just, like, mind-blowing in the way that, like, what they did to my health, but what they made it, like, what they made possible for me to connect to. Like, I got kind of back into that flow of manifestation and just feeling very magnetic and just being on a very high frequency. And it was very magical. And there was a lot of things that I, like, human design is one of them. Astrology is another one of things that kind of used to be part of my life a little bit, where I had friends, close friends, who were very into them, and like years ago, before I kind of lost the connection to all of it. And then last year I kind of reconnected to all of that, and it gives me so much, like, it gives me validation. It makes me feel safer in this world when I can kind of lean on to my spirituality, whether that is just believing that the universe is there to take care of me and support me, and I'm not alone in that sense, or if I can lean on to the astrology, or I can discover things about my human design that explain why I am the way that I am, why I do the things the way that I do, and how could I be even a better, or use my potential better and really use my energy better, and what's the best strategy for me to work in this world and make things happen and manifest things in my life. That's been a big, big passion of mine recently. Especially, I've been learning a lot about that. And and I notice I've managed to build a nice cozy bubble in my life of people who live in the same world and who I can talk about these things with. And then sometimes I need to get outside of my bubble and talk to people who are not in the same bubble and be kind of questioned and judged and all that. And then I'm like, ooh, that's not a vibe. I don't like that. But yeah, I've found some ways to deal with that. And I want to talk more about that, of what are the ways to protect your spirituality, to feel safe in it, and just deal with the judgment that comes from the outside. And I would say one of the biggest things definitely is the people around you. We are different in that sense of how sensitive we are to the energy of other people around us. I know that I am extremely sensitive to the people around me. That's why I'm super picky who I spend my time with. So I think if you notice that in yourself, that you're very easily, first of all, influenced by the people around you, because I have definitely been influenced by people around me to think that spirituality is bullshit and it's just all fake and blah, blah, blah. I'm very sensitive to that. So I try to put myself in spaces where I'm influenced in a positive way. But I'm also very easily influenced by other people's energies, not only opinions, but energies as well. So I need to be just extra careful what type of vibe is around me. But yeah, so paying attention to the people around you, and also realizing that if your spirituality is something that you've been kind of hiding about yourself, you don't really talk about it to a lot of people, and but you want to connect to more people who understand that part of yourself. Unfortunately, you have to show that part of yourself in order for people to discover you on that level and know that they can connect to you on that level. And for some of you, that might mean that you have to bring it up on your social media content, like just start talking about it with your friends and kind of see what kind of reaction you get from them. Because what I've noticed is that there's a lot of people hiding. There's a lot of spiritual people hiding the fact that they are spiritual. And I've had many situations where I'm talking to someone and we haven't really touched on the topic of spirituality. And then I bring it up in some way. And then I'm like, oh, damn. Like, I'm surprised that, okay, we can connect on this level as well. Like, you never know. So I would encourage you to, when you feel good with around people and you want to discover that, like, just be brave and bring it up, maybe not in the most intense way, but just see how they react to whatever topic around spirituality is important to you and you connect to. Just be brave about it, just bring it up, and you, because you never know, you might then be able to build such a deep, beautiful connection with someone. So just be open about it. And yeah, if you create content online and you would want to find people who have that that spiritual side, maybe you need to mention it somewhere, somehow, because how else would people know? And that's the only way that you can also attract, like, from business perspective, like, if you want to attract clients, for example, who have that part, who have some, they're using some spiritual tools, and they, because it does say something about the person of how they are and how they view the world. So if you want to work with certain type of people, you have to bring it up somehow. You need to state your own values clearly in order for you to be able to attract the people with the same kind of values. So yeah, just throwing that out there. But also what I notice a lot, and I definitely sometimes do that as well, I try to avoid doing this, but I notice this a lot, that we start to be very defensive. Like, if we talk to people, very often in these situations where someone starts to talk about human design, for example, and people start questioning it. And I always need to make the decision, like, am I going to start, like, is this person actually interested and wants to understand this thing and this tool? Or do they just want some, like, drama? Do they just want to debate about something? So does it make sense for me to start to be very defensive and try to prove a point with, like, whatever the topic is? Or should I just, like, let it go and just not? Most of the time I just let it go. I just let them think whatever they want to think. I don't want to waste my energy on trying to defend my beliefs, really. Like, I have no reason for it. And, you know, if someone doesn't feel like and seem open-minded, actually wanting to understand, like, stop wasting your energy trying to prove a point or explain yourself. And also learn to set boundaries with, like, if someone starts to attack you and question you or make fun of you, like, learn ways to deal with those situations, to say that, hey, like, this is a personal thing to me. Like, I don't like, this is not something that I want to debate about, or that it's just an important thing to me. Like, I don't find it funny that you're making fun of it or whatever. But just, like, think of ways that you can, in those situations, set boundaries and make it clear to other people that, hey, it's not funny that you're making fun of me, like finding astrology, for example, as an interesting, like, or a useful tool for my life. So setting boundaries with that, and also being selective of who you talk to. Like, unless you love the drama and debating, like, sometimes it's good to think about, like, should I bring this up? Like, do I want to bring this part of myself into this conversation? Like, do I need to? Because it's different when you feel like, okay, I want to connect to these people on a deeper level. But sometimes I just choose, you know, not to talk about certain topics with certain people, even though if they're very important to me, the people who I'm talking to. But just knowing when to talk about these things. And I just wish that more people would be open about these things, especially in Finland. Like, holy shit, how many people I have discovered, like, I would have never thought that they view the world in a certain way, or they want to have a business. Like, the coolest businesses are not being created because of shame and fear of judgment, because we're so, especially, yeah, in Finland, like, I feel like so many people are so scared for the judgment, and they don't start creating the content, they don't start the business, because they're scared to be labeled as, I don't know if there's probably an English word for this, but all the Finns will know, as a hihuli. That probably sounds very funny to non-Finnish speaking people, but it's a word that is used for people who are spiritual. Not a very positive word for it. So I understand the fear of being judged for that. But I think there is so much power in us together just embracing those parts of ourselves and sharing it with the world and normalizing it, because I think the world needs it. I think these are tools and perspectives that can really help people to go through tough times, find some guidance in their life, and make magical things happen in their life. Like, make, also, it makes life so much more fun. Like, that's the main reason that I'm so into all these things, is because it makes the world and life feel so much more interesting, so much more fun, much more playful. Like, that's why I'm like, I don't know, I just choose to live in a world where things are magical, because it's so much more fun. I don't need anyone to prove me the magic necessarily. I just choose to believe it. I do believe it also because I have proof of magical things happening in my life, but it's not, like, necessary for me. And I think living in a overly, or trying to be overly rational about things, can just be very depressing and boring, at least for me. Is, I know for some people maybe they don't care, but just embrace that part of yourself, honestly. Like, if you've been kind of, like, not fully embracing it because of shame or fear, like, it just makes life so much more fun. So just do it. Feels so good to be a witch. Like, why not? Why not? Why not be a witch? Makes no sense to me. So, Yeah. This podcast, some of you might have been listening to the, this is a, now a rebranded version of my previous podcast called Find Your Amazingness. And I just wanted to make it a bit more witchy. So I changed the name. And my intention with it is just to interview cool people, cool witches and bitches, and share their journeys with being courageous with their lives and living a different kind of life and following their passions and their magic. That's my intention. And I'm also going to be sharing different kind of tools and different types of topics, probably human design. Like, that's kind of my current favorite topic. So yeah, if I'm not sharing about it here, I'm going to be sharing about it on TikTok and Instagram, but probably going to record some episodes here as well. So yeah, if that's your vibe, if that's what you're into, I hope you stay tuned for the future episodes and we'll have so much fun together because I have so many cool people who have agreed to do an interview. So I just can't wait to dive deep into their journeys and their stories and their magical tools, because they all have just so much knowledge and they're so interesting. I have such cool people in my life. I'm just so grateful. So yeah, but thank you for listening and I will see you, hear you, you'll hear me in the next episode.